32. In gangster movies, we often see crimes take place in back alleys. The windows of the buildings are broken, and their walls are covered with messy writings or drawings. Do crimes actually happen in those places? According to James Q. Wilson and George L. Kelling's broken windows theory, the answer is yes. If a window in a building is broken and left unrepaired, the people walking by think that no one cares about it. They take it as a message of neglect and are more easily tempted to commit crimes. Therefore, if we remove a sign of disorder that leads to crimes, the crime rate should decrease. In fact, New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani started to use this theory to reduce crime in 1994. Police officers kept the subways free of graffiti and stopped people from riding for free. These actions signaled that the city had taken control of the subway again and helped to reduce crime significantly. Surprisingly, the crime rate dropped by 30 to 40% after a year of this policy.